Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Andy LaPointe sitting in for the great Bob Calvert. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show this evening. We really appreciate it. And we have some great guests with us this evening. And I'd like to start the show off by thanking all of our men and women for serving our country all across the globe, as well as our retired military veterans, as well as the spouses of our military veterans. This evening, we have two great guests. The first one is Hannah Coons, and the second one is Addie Mayer. And we have some great stories. They are children of our military, and we're going to share and hear their stories growing up in a military family, as well as some excellent stories and from about their dads being deployed. But most importantly, I would like to thank Hannah Coons for joining us, as well as Addie Mayer. Hi, Hannah. Thank you for being on the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And hi, Addie. Thank you for being on the show this evening.
Hi. So nice to be here.
And with not a problem, with Addie and Hannah. And Hannah, if you wouldn't mind, would you mind sharing with our audience a little bit about your background? And what I'll do is I will ask Addie to share a little bit about her background as well. So, Hannah, if you could share with our listeners about your background, that'd be fantastic.
Okay, sure. So I am almost 23 years old right now, and I have been an Army brat for almost 23 years. My dad became active duty about 2 weeks before I was born, and ever since we've been either on the road with the Army or been waiting at home for dad when he's deployed. I have a younger brother, almost 2 years younger than me. And so we've really been through it all together. We've lived everywhere from Alaska to Houston, Texas, and we've really gotten to experience a lot of the really positive aspects of being in the military lifestyle. We've met so many different people, unique experiences, and it's really taught us to learn to be resilient and to rely on each other. And we've also had, you know, tough times too. My dad has served on four different deployments, and the most recent one, he deployed about 3 days before I started my freshman year of college. So, and the first time he deployed, I was 11 years old. So between the ages of 11 to 18 years old, my family has experienced four deployments with my dad, and they were definitely hard times for our family, but we came out a lot stronger for it. And that's how I came into contact with the Comfort Crew for Military Kids. And that's an organization that provides tools for children, younger children, children of military families, to learn to cope with what it means to be in the military lifestyle and when a parent's deployed or when a parent is wounded. And through the Comfort Crew, it's really allowed me to take my almost 23 years of experience as a military child and channel it towards helping young kids now go through it themselves.
Thank you very much. And then, Addie, would you mind sharing with our listeners your background as well?
I'm 16, and me and my dad like to do a lot of fun things. When he was deployed the first time I was five, and it was pretty hard on us and me, definitely. I remember getting sick a lot because he wasn't home, and me and my dad have grown a very close bond to each other. I know the first time that we got a call that he was injured, I remember seeing my mom cry, which really hurt me by a lot, because then I started to cry because I knew something was wrong. When he came home from that, I noticed something was different, and I've started to cope through that with friends and family, and one of my friends that really helped me was my friend Lacey. She helped me know that everything will be okay. She helped me just remember all the good memories and smile. His last tour, he came home, everything I knew was going to be different, and things were going to change. One thing is the Higher Ground people, they've helped our family through a lot. They've helped my dad remember that there's still fun out there to go and do, even though he can't do a lot of the things, but it still helps. Even though my dad gets tired a lot, I still, since I've gotten my license, it's helped because I can take him places and we can still go and do the things we love to do together, like fishing and hunting and going out and going to get our daddy-daughter dates, and we like to go and eat out for lunch or dinner and let my mom have some time home alone for a little bit. My dad got a service dog just recently, and it's helped him a lot, and it's helped me a lot because since my mom used to have to work a lot, she wasn't very home often, so I would have to stay home sometimes from family events or from friend events and everything, and Ava's helped a lot with that, and I've been able to not worry as much with Ava being home with my dad when I go out with friends or I have a bunch of school stuff going on. It's been pretty nice.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Well, what's interesting about both of your stories is, I mean, that in the Talking with Heroes Network is the support network that we do have for our men and women of our military, either deployed or back home. And with the network that you explained, Hannah, with Comfort Crew and Addie, with Higher Grounds, how has it made it, I don't want to say easier, but how has it been easier to be able to connect into each one of those networks? Because, Hannah, you've written a blog for the Comfort Crew, and then, Addie, you mentioned with Higher Grounds some of the benefits of bringing that. So how has each one of those organizations helped as a support network where to provide support, number one, but also to put you in contact with other children of our military that may be going through maybe going through the same experience, but just in different parts of the country? And Hattie, would you mind talking a little bit about that? And then Hannah, excuse me, and then Addie, if you could follow up with the, it'd be the same question to you as well.
Okay.
All right.
So I really, the most heartbreaking thing about the child experience in the military lifestyle is that there are so many incredible resources out there, but there's not a lot of awareness about them. The Comfort Crew and the Trevor Romaine Foundation was around when I was in maybe junior high school, but there wasn't enough awareness, so I didn't have those tools available to me. So I really had to rely on really myself and the connection I had with my brother and my mom and my friends. But as far as trained professionals, there wasn't as much access to it. And now working with the Comfort Crew, I'm all about spreading the awareness of the incredible tools that they can offer. And just for me personally, it's really offered a big source of healing for myself, because for so long, I mean, when you are 11 years old and you're told your dad is going to a country that you've never heard of in your entire life and you're not going to be able to talk on the phone with him, you know, maybe this was back when it first started, so it was a 10-minute phone call once every 21 days, and at the end of that 10 minutes, the line was cut. It wasn't an, okay, I'm hanging up now. It was, you know, the line cut. So going from that scary, scary experience and the 3 deployments following that and just dealing with being an angsty teenager, coming out of it on the other side, I'm seeing that, okay, there was a purpose, so behind it, and there was a reason that I experienced those things. So now I can take my own experiences and work with children that are going through it now. Because as much as people can sympathize and offer their assistance to military families, it's different when you've gone through it yourself. And when a little 8-year-old girl comes up to you crying, asking me how I deal with my daddy when he's upset and he's angry, because her daddy is angry ever since he got back from Iraq and she doesn't know what she did wrong, I can understand where that little girl's coming from. Even though I'm, you know, over twice her age now, I know that because I've experienced it.
And Addie, would you mind sharing how Higher Grounds, again, has provided you the network as well as that support group as well?
Yeah, they have shown us how to have fun as a family and to enjoy each other and just being in a room together. I knew at points where we were getting really hard and we just all needed to separate and take a breather. And they've shown us how to just showed us breathing and being as a family. My parents were caught up in medical appointments and my dad's care, and we all forgot how to be together in an enjoyable, fun time. Higher Grounds has taught us and to start and reconnect how to have successful fun. I've connected with other teenagers, and we've kept in contact, and whenever we just need help or just to think about something for a little bit, we talk to each other. Higher Grounds is a safe place, and they will talk to us without any judgments, and they help us work through our feelings with everything. And I know a few things Higher Grounds done for us is they separate us. Like the veterans go off, and the husbands and the wives go off somewhere, and then it's just us kids, and we play games together, and they help us, they ask questions, they tell us what we can do at home to help with our families, and it's a pretty great place to be around with them.
Well, and Hannah, you mentioned the awareness is more out in the open today compared to 10 years ago. So with the growing up in a military family, of course, it's a very unique experience. And how has that experience made you into the person that you are today, going through that experience as you understand the younger generation, as you mentioned in your example, the 8-year-old that was going through what you went through, but with the awareness that's available today. So how has that growing up in a military family helped you become the person that you are today, as well as where you're going to be 5 and 10 and 15 years in the future?
Oh, well, it made me much more aware of my own capabilities. I know that when I was an 11-year-old girl and my daddy was taken away from me and sent to this place I've never heard of, and I'm left with my mom and my younger brother, I made it through, and we coped and we stayed strong together. And now that I am dealing with just the daily, day-to-day life of being a young adult, there's a strength within me that I know is there because of what I went through. And knowing that that's in me, I know that I can face whatever comes my way, especially in the future. And it's also made me a lot more aware of others' experiences. I say that military children, we all understand each other because we all are going through it together. We are all going through it, but every experience is unique in itself. Just because my dad's unit of, 26 people, me and my friend, our dads deployed together. But just because it's the same situation, it's completely unique experiences. And I've grown to really respect everyone's journey for what it is, and it's their own. And with the Comfort Crew for Military Kids, it's allowed me to take the negative experiences, or not negative, but the more trying experiences I've had in my life, and turn them into teaching tools, and not just those experiences that I had as a child. It's even experiences now that I have as an adult that I'm always looking for the silver lining now.
Well, in looking forward, where do you see yourself in 5 years and 10 years because of this foundation that you've gone through and, you know, become a very powerful individual that you are in 5 years and 10 years from now, as you graduate from school and then go out into the venture of life? I mean, where do you see yourself in, you know, 5 or 10 years from today?
I'm going to write children's books, and that is, I've always had a very active imagination, and it's gotten me in trouble at times, especially when I was really little, but I'm going to write children's books and, of course, continue becoming an ambassador for the Comfort Crew for Military Kids. And I'm graduating with a degree in broadcast journalism and history. And so, I'm really looking forward to the future and what it has to hold for me. I know that it will somehow pertain to working with children.
That's fantastic. And Addie, let me ask you a question. With your experience growing up in a military family, how has that made you the person you are today? And then you're 16 years old now, as you graduate high school, where do you see yourself in 5 and 10 years from now? But most importantly is, how has that experience helped you become the person that you are today?
I would say that it's shown me that there's more to life than just these people that walk around normally, and they don't know what's going on with people who have disabilities. With my dad, it's shown me that I can do more. I've started to be a unified athlete for Special Olympics, and that's helped me show that I like to help people. And with Special Olympics, it's helped me find ways to help with my dad on a regular basis. Like, there's been times where he blames himself for things, and I'm there to help him that it wasn't his fault. It just happens, and it's okay. And whenever I graduate from high school, I want to go in as a nurse for helping, a neonatal nurse. I want to help people, and after I graduate, I want to go to a school that has Special Olympics near me, so maybe I can be a coach or just be there as a helper, because my dad's the whole world to me, and I want to show him that I'm still there for him no matter what.
And each of you, I'm sure your parents are very proud of you, because you are two powerful young women that are contributing to the world today as well as into the future. And we're getting closer to the end of the show. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners? And I'd like to start with Hannah, if I could, please.
I just wanted to thank your listeners for taking time out of their night tonight to listen to our stories and to remember us and remember our soldiers who are, you know, it might not be the very front page of the newspapers anymore, but there, a lot of them are still over there, still deployed. And those deployments, they might have happened 10 years ago, like my dad, but we're still dealing with those experiences today. And I also urge everyone to check out the Comfort Crew for Military Kids. It's an incredible organization, and there are plenty of ways to get involved. You don't have to be based in Austin, Texas to get involved. There are a lot of ways to get involved online.
Thank you, Hannah. And Addie, what would you like to share with our listeners as we get to the end of the show?
I agree with Hannah that thank you for listening tonight, and Deployments are over, but military families are still living with everyday changes and new normals. We still live with the deployments, but we still like to reach out to military families with warm hugs, kind words, and encouragement.
Fantastic. And again, Hannah Coons and Addie Mayer, thank you very much for being on the show this evening. You had some great stories. God bless your parents. God bless your dads, as well as I know you're very, very proud parents of both of you. And again, two powerful women this evening. Again, this is Andy LaPointe with the Talking with Heroes radio show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening tonight, as well as listening to the replays as well. But most importantly, thank you to all the men and women who are serving across the globe protecting America, as well as our spouses of our military and a retired military. Thank you very much. God bless America, and have a good evening. Bye.